What is going on, Facebook? Good morning. It is the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Report. Jiu-Jitsu Report. Let me start off with this one. I'm out of coffee. So in the mornings, I'll even back it up further. Like yesterday, we didn't have Jiu-Jitsu. Meg did a Murph. Congratulations, Murph. And Meg. Congratulations, Meg, for doing the Murph. Pretty big deal for her, and she's really looking forward already to the next one. And, you know, it's a real community feel that they developed down there at Aestis CrossFit. So shout out to those guys. Good group of people. Just really, really happy that Meg has found a place that she's happy to be doing the workouts in. A place that she looks forward to going and, you know, meeting up with the people. Sterling. Great name, dude. Sterling Archer. She really looks forward to getting out there and seeing the people that she works out with, and they support one another. And I guess my understanding is that it's not like that everywhere in the CrossFit world. You know, what's kind of cool when you land in a place that is supposed to be kind of, you know, you end up somewhere where everybody's like, oh man, you're where? You're what team? Man, that sucks. People are really assholes there. And people really suck there. And, you know, I think she's really lucky to find a place that's her first, it's her first run in with this type of, workout. And she landed in her first time in a great place. I can say that about the job that I've got now and the group of people that I work with. And a company, you know, I'm a consultant in a company that has over 70,000 people. And the team that I work with, when I first started there, people were like, man, that's a terrible place to, you know, that's one of the toughest teams to work with in the country. And the company is like the legend. But I haven't found that, you know. I found nothing but awesome people and great guys and all kind of, I was like, yeah, I keep hearing that, but, you know, after 7 years, I'm in an amazing spot. I'm in a place that's awesome. And I think that sometimes, too, it has to do with the attitude that you come in with. I mean, if you just come in and you're full of bravado and arrogance and you're a jerk, people are probably going to be that way back to you. If you come in and you're like, what can I do? How can I help? What can I, you know, sometimes it's over the top, but if you really don't know what you're doing, like when I first started, I was like, all right, well, what, you know, what can I do? And I still remember when I first started there, they're like, hey, you know, I asked them, I had no idea really what I was stepping into. Part of it was just kind of doing admin work, and then the guy goes, and then, you know, you got a bunch of white space, and I looked, I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? You know, a couple years later, it's like, Rob, what did you mean when you said, like, all the white space? Did you mean, like, you know, but it was this place where I could literally develop my own job, and that's, you know, that's kind of what happened, and that's what I did. And I did it in like, I guess we'll call it bedrock, you know, where nothing was supposed to be able to grow, where I was in the Sahara and nothing was there, nothing was available. But I think a lot of it has to do with your attitude and your willingness to just try and do some work and figure out some ways that, you know, make your own life easier. So again, you know, really pleased for Meg, and the same thing with the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and what I found. I don't know if it is as welcoming. I don't know that it is as, you know, supportive in every gym. But I do know that this group of people is an amazing group of people. And everybody's, you guys hear me say it every time, you know, just working to get better. I'm not as winded as usual today, because it didn't just run out. You know, we all kind of take turns cleaning the mat. Like, there's not a service that comes through and wipes down the mat and cleans it up. You know, everybody just kind of says, all right, you know, I'm gonna clean the mat today. I'm going to make sure that the mat's clean for the next group of guys to come through. And you know, so I took a couple minutes, literally probably like 3 extra minutes to, you know, fill up the cleaner and walk around the mat and spray it while, you know, somebody else, Jason, followed behind and wiped it on down. And the thing is that it's, again, all of that's being done, being kept clean, keeping the gym in order. You know, I'm not super familiar with, like, dojo or anything. I've watched a gajillion karate movies and kung fu movies. But, you know, I consider my dojo, you know, I was really excited to get there this morning. They were closed last night. I was like, man, that's a bummer. I didn't get to do my jiu-jitsu last night. I totally forgot that Tuesdays were open, right? I mean, I went to sleep excited to wake up because, you know, I got to go do the jiu-jitsu. And, you know, my family likes it too after I go out and get that workout. And I come in, I'm all bubbly, I'm all happy. I come in full of energy. I'm Johnny Kick the Sky. Pow! Right? And just filled with it because the energy that, you know, is kind of created in that space is more than enough to kind of accelerate through the rest of the day, either more like a rocket than just cruise control, right? Like, I mean, I don't know if, you know, so I got two boys right now, and we've got a bunch of those. We've got a bunch of those Hot Wheels sets. It's got the rubber band and the little snapper that, you know, the booster. It's pretty much like that, man. It's just like a rocket off into the day. And the thing is, it's like, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go do that. And it's, you know, I have way more energy throughout the entire day by getting up an hour earlier and going and get my ass kicked. It's great. Anyways, guys, so if you made it to the end, congratulations, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Report. If you like what you see here, please make sure you give them a thumbs up, hit the replay button. If you are a dad looking for this, you know, just a kind of a growth mindset to get into the next phase, to grow into something, hit the heart, hit the like, join Fatherhood for the rest of us, the Fatherhood group. If you know somebody that, you know, a great dad or an awesome father that is not part of a group, or a guy that's going through some tougher times as a father, go ahead and let them know. Share this. Tag that person. Be like, oh, dude, you should be in this Fatherhood for the rest of us group, talking some real shit, and really just celebrating fatherhood, really being excited to be a dad. You know, I got my kids, they're, you know, 6 and 8, and there's guys in there that have had, like, newborns just as recently in the past week. Got grandfathers in there, and just a real